My name is Victor Kubik. Today our guests are Kayla Wiener, one of our graduate ABC students who graduated May 13th, 2018, right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and David Raines, who's also here as part of the graduating class, and we want to talk about ABC. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all, Kayla, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Tell us kind of what got you here.
I'm from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and I've been working as a substitute teacher for the last 5 years, and my family has moved around the United States in different local church congregations, but I've been in the church my entire life.
And what interested you in ABC?
It's been something I've heard about my entire life through the camp program, through my college years, as I would chat with friends and I would hear, oh, yes, this friend is going to ABC or this other person is going. And I thought, well, if that works out, I'll go, but never really made a definite commitment to it.
Well, what actually turned the tide? What made you say impulsively, I'm going?
I realized that what other better opportunity to spend my time learning and deepening my relationship with God, and it especially became easier when I realized who was coming this year, and I said, oh, that'll be good. That'll be good people to grow and to be with through the entire year.
Well, then after you made the decision and got here, tell us about your expectations and where they met.
I had talked to a lot of people before I was coming, so I had pretty accurate expectations, I would say. My sister had just been here last year. She explained the 8 hours of class each day. She explained the different service committees and social activities and how that can be very exhausting but rewarding. So I would say that it did meet my expectations, and we've gone through the entire Bible, mm-hmm. which is exactly what ABC is primarily for.
And now I'd like to turn a little bit now to David.
Oh, boy.
Because David was the class president
yes.
of this class of 2018. And many people have commented about you, about your leadership, and also about the example that you have set. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? And tell us a little bit more about your coming to ABC.
I was actually originally born in Oregon in a little town called Sublimity, and then my family eventually moved first to Virginia, where I spent a couple years, and then finally up to Massachusetts, where I've lived since I was 5 years old. I attend the Wista congregation back home, just in case any of them ever listen to this podcast, I pronounced it correctly. Well, ABC was always something that I knew I was going to do. It was just a matter of when I was going to do it. Going through the camp programs, starting when I was 16 years old, that's all you kind of hear about at camp. It's like, oh, and they talk about ABC and things like that. And I always thought, oh, this is something I want to do. But I wanted to kind of be more in God's timing for my life. So mm-hmm. I was just kind of waiting for that opportunity to present itself. So I went through college. I got my undergraduate degree in biology from the University of Massachusetts. And I was at a position where there was going to be a little bit of a gap between finishing my undergraduate and going to grad school. And it just seemed like God opened up some doors and made it possible for me to come. So I sent in my application.
So were your expectations met?
It did meet my expectations. You know, going in, I knew it was a Bible college and I really wanted to go and, you know, gain a deeper understanding of God's way of life and the scriptures. And what's really unique about ABC is it gives you the opportunity to really work through the entirety of the Bible from the church's perspective, because there's a lot of information and articles out there and you can go online and research things, obviously, but it's just not quite the same as going to class every day and getting 8 hours of day in instruction in the Bible from ministers and pastors and teachers here in the church. So mm-hmm. I thought it was very educational.
Great. Well, tell us, what classes did you appreciate the most and what were the classes that you feel are most relevant for where you're going?
I liked all the classes. I really liked the Epistles of Paul class. It was really interesting walking through Paul's life and going through all the different letters that he wrote and to the different churches. I thought that was really educational and relevant for today.
I really enjoyed Epistles of Paul, too. I would get excited, and especially here at the end. I'm thinking, are we going to get to Hebrews? Are we going to get to Hebrews? And we did.
I also really enjoyed World News and Prophecy and the Book of Acts. I really thought those were really great. Going into ABC, I knew one of my weaker points biblically was in regards to prophecy, so really walking through Daniel and going through all of that was really beneficial for me, so I really appreciated it. And then Acts is just such a fascinating book, and to be able to go through that in entirety and in such great detail was really beneficial.
Revelation, when we had that module, I felt that was just really, really useful, because I also didn't know as much about prophecy at the beginning. And there was an early church history class, which I found fascinating, too. So, mm-hmm.
Tell me, Kayla, when you go back to your church area, how do you feel like this will make you a better servant or more of a person that can do things in your local congregation?
There have been a lot of activities here outside of the Bible classes that have really given me opportunities to serve. I was the music coordinator for the chorale. So just the opportunity of working with people and figuring out how do you delegate things and how do you plan things well enough in advance so you're not stressed the day of an event.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the training comes not by being directly trained, but by seeing, by doing it. And then when you go back, you just kind of keep doing what you've been doing. How about you, David, as far as going back to your church in Worcester?
Yep, Worcester.
Worcester, sorry about that. And what you feel will be the best contribution that you can make?
Well, just being here at ABC, like Kayla was mentioning, there's so many things just outside of actual class. When you're sitting down and going through the Bible, there's so many socials that we would host and different events that we would help and plan. And even our class trip, there was so much planning involved. And learning how to do all those things is, I feel like, is something I can really take home to my local congregation and really be useful in that way. And obviously going through the Bible and really rooting myself gives me more confidence so that I can go home and, you know, if I'm asked to do sermonettes or things like that, I feel like I can give those with more confidence in myself because I have that base of knowledge that's well-founded and established.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest activities of the year, of course, one that's of special interest to me is the annual charity fundraiser that you do for, oftentimes is LifeNets or Good Works. At times, and this year it was for scholarships and for solar panels in Malawi and scholarships for places around the world. And we really do appreciate the fact that the class was able to put together on a program that raised about $5,000 for these programs. That was really wonderful. We appreciate that very much. But what every year I'm just amazed as to how well put together the program is and how hilarious the skits are.
All right, just move on to number one. Number one, segment's going down fast.
This is near and dear to my heart. Would you like to read it?
I kind of would. Donut holes.
Oh, when you think it just don't get no better.
I know, they're so good and they're small and bad size. You get them, you stick little toothpicks in the little donut holes, you put them on a platter, they look great.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They're very scrumptious, as they say, yeah.
Go down and the donuts get like 50 of them.
Oh, yeah, I do every day.
And really also, to take this on a more serious note, it really speaks to the greatness of America, right? Because, you know, it's like reduce, reuse, recycle. All those
cultures around the
world are throwing away the best part of a donut.
Yeah.
The middle.
Yeah,
which
it's just
awesome.
Right there.
We're like, not here in America, sir. No way. We're going to take that. We're going to deep fry it. And we're going to stick a toothpick in it and serve it at a party to those people you don't like.
It is so good.
It is great.
Waste not, want not.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah. I'm glad I made it up.
You should patent that.
The true nature of all the students really comes out. Things that I didn't realize that they were. Some are so quiet and demurring, and then all of a sudden they're just hilarious there. Tell us about some of the prep work for that.
Well, we started with a theme. So we talked about, as a class, a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And once we determined what the theme would be, what we did was we made a list. We said, this is how many skits we need to fill up the amount of time that we need to have a charity auction. And then what I did was we distributed that to the class, and I asked each of the class to sign up, like two people per list of, say, seven skits, and asked them to, okay, put your name there and then come up with the skit that you had signed up for. And as long as the skit fit within the theme, then that's what we would go with.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of lists to make.
So many lists.
People that we needed to ask, oh, can you do this or can you do that? And then providing costumes or props and seeing, oh, where do we have that? I went home for spring break and raided my attic to see if I could find some items that, oh, yes, that'd make a perfect wagon cover or something to that effect. And trying to work out all the details of lighting and sound, the sound clips, so that you have those through the production. So a lot of behind the scenes work for that.
And I talked and worked with other faculty here at home office and worked out a schedule of when we could be in the hall to practice, and scheduled about four practices, I believe, to go through all of the information and all of the classes and, well, not the classes, all the skits.
Mm.
And if you would have saw us the first practice we had, you would not have thought it was very funny because it was an absolute train wreck. But as we progressed and practiced and learned our lines and everything, it really did come together. And I think we put on a really great show.
And it really showed. It really showed. Now, if somebody comes to you, you know, we are looking for students. We're looking for good students for ABC, not only for this coming year, but somebody who may be thinking about it for a year or two downstream here. What would you tell them if somebody came to you and said, Kayla, I'm thinking about ABC. What would you tell them to really make them really want to go?
I would tell them that there's never another opportunity to spend an entire 8 hours a day in God's Word, and that your mind never feels quite so alive and excited as it does when it's being expanded with so many new concepts and ideas. And I have an entire notebook of questions of things that I still want to look up and further understand even better. There's there's nothing quite like the way that you get to go through God's Word at ABC.
Mm-hmm. How about you, David?
Similar to what Kayla was mentioning, I would definitely recommend it to mm-hmm. most people. I think it's a great experience. Because, I mean, it can never be a bad decision to take some time out of your life and just devote yourself to God and to His way of mm-hmm. life and really root yourself, especially when, as a younger person in the church, to really root yourself in God's Word and set that foundation to build your life on. It can never be a bad decision. So as long as you're in a point in your life where you can do it, I definitely recommend it to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where you'll grow a lot. And yes, growth can be hard because it's change, but isn't that the whole point of your Christian walk? So you mm-hmm. do grow a lot while you're here.
ABC has changed its mission statement, or it's modified its mission statement to a new one we made in 2015, but it really focused on outcomes. It's not just a place for you to come and funnel information into your brain or just learn new concepts, but it's to become someone else, it's to be different, it's to think differently, and it's to prepare you for a life of faithfulness and service, you know, in the church. And whether it's the church or your community or your marriage or wherever, it's things that you learn that you will never forget. I feel like the class has grown individually. I have seen individuals that were quiet and, you know, just kind of not fully oriented towards things here at the home office, and all of a sudden see them feel very comfortable, you know, in working with the faculty, working with the administration here. It's been very good to see that.
I really think it's a great experience. It's really had an effect on my life that I know I'm going to take with me moving forward with my life. So if you're thinking about it, I would definitely recommend it.
Well, I know that for us, all of us, ABC, Ambassador Bible College, is a very, very important element in our church, as far as training new people, but also as something for people to look at. Plus, we have a lot of archived materials from ABC. For someone who wants to just really dig in there and listen to the audios for the classes, and it's a tremendous resource for studying the Bible. So thank you, David and Kayla. We really, really appreciated your being here and taking the time to talk about your experience and also to give a plug for it for new prospective students that we always look forward to. So we were glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for being on Inside United. Come back and join us for another episode soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.